Shofashir for Parshas Ekev on the subject of Birchas HaMazon, the mitzvah to be mavarich on the mazon after we eat. And I apologize, today we're having a shir outdoors and there's going to be some background noise, but it's all in good, it's all for Beit HaZmanim, in good style with the tiyul up to the north. Let's read some of the parsha about what we call Shvach of Eretz Yisrael. And it's interesting that mitzvahs Birkas HaMazon appears in the context of the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael, a long description of Eretz HaTovah, Eretz Yisrael. Of course, we'll start with Dvarim, Perek Ches, Psukim Tes and Yud. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael about the good land that they will inherit in a short amount of time. And he describes it as Eretz Asher Lom Bimiskenus Tochal Bo Lechem Lo Sechsar Kol Bo. Eretz Asher Avoneha Barzel Umahareha Tachtsov Nechoshes V'achalto V'savato V'irachtos Hashem Elokecha L'oretz HaTova Asher Nosan Loch. Now it's interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu is just simply describing the Jewish people as they eat and they satiate themselves, they're full, and then they make a bracha. It doesn't say that we're commanded to make a bracha, and yet this pasuk is the source for the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. And one of the questions that we want to address today is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu integrate the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon into a whole story about Shvach of Eretz Yisrael? And of course, the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon applies in Chutz Laaretz as well as it does to Eretz Yisrael. And why does he, in a sense, dress it up as a recognition and an expression of gratitude of Hargoshas Tova for the land of Eretz Yisrael? Also, keep in mind that immediately after this unit of Psukim, Tes and Yud, we have a Pasuk that says, Hishamalacha, a kind of a warning that calls us to be very careful. And the question is, why is that juxtaposed here? If you look in Targum Yonasan, he says, V'tehevon zehirin, you should be very careful, b'zman dosan ochlin usvein, when you eat and you're satiated, havamodim, you should express your gratitude, mevarchem, and bless, kodem Hashem Elokeichem. But why this extra zehirus with regard to the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon? So question number one, why Birkas HaMazon is integrated into the parasha of Shevach HaOretz? Question number two, why isn't it formulated as a tzivui, b'loshen tzitui, tevarech, but rather v'achalta, v'savata, and almost describing in matter-of-fact way the people of Israel thanking Hashem in Birkas HaMazon? And finally, the third question, why is it that this mitzvah requires a special zehirus? The Ramban, in his commentary on the Torah, writes, the Torah says, V'achalta v'savatu v'irachta, ki tizkar avodas Mitzrayim v'inu yamidbar, you should remember the in slavery in Mitzrayim and all the trials and tribulations of going through the Midbar, traveling through the desert for 40 years, v'kashar tochal v'tizbar baratz hatova, but when you arrive in the great, wonderful land of Israel, and you eat and you're satiated, is then tevarech oleha es Hashem. You should thank Hashem for the land. V'rabosenu kiblu shezu mitzvah saseh. We have a Torah shebal peh that was transmitted, a tradition to Khan's language. V'rabosenu kiblu implies the question, why is it formulated here in a matter-of-fact way, almost as a description of the spontaneous reaction of the Jewish people, a response to Sviya, and not as a mitzvah saseh. But that is the Kabbalah, the tradition that our rabbis handed down to us. The transmission is that this is a mitzvah saseh. And the Ramban is implying that after they experienced as a nation all the difficulties of Mitzrayim, all the anguish and the challenges of going through the very difficult desert, now they arrive in the Menucha, the Nachla, they have a certain sense of rest and calm and security in the land. Certainly, they will stand and express their gratitude to Hashem on all the goodness that He gave them. But nevertheless, our rabbis handed down a transmission that according to our Kabbalah, our tradition, this is a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. Now, the Baal HaTurim says something that's mind-boggling here. And this is quoted here by Rav Yitzhak Menachem Weinberg, the Tolna Rebbe Shlita in Hemi Nachamuni, a sefer that I like to quote, and I frequently base my shirim on Chumash, my Ashkofa shirim, on what he says. And he here quotes the Baal HaTurim, who explains the contiguity between the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon and the pen Tishkach. And he writes, V'samach le'pen Tishkach, she'tzorech lahazkir yom ha'misa be'birchas ha'mazon. Strange, when we bench, we should remind ourselves of the day of death. What's the connection here between Yom HaMisa and Birkas HaMazon? And he writes, L'chein tiknu Birkas HaTova HaMetiv. Why was the fourth brach of Birkas HaMazon added to the first three? Al Haruge Beisar, for those who perished in Beitar, Shenitnu Likvura, and they were buried. But if the Baal HaTurim presents the thesis that the common denominator linking benching with Hatova Meitim al Ruge Beitar, the strange thing is that why should a person connect Yom HaMisa with Birkas HaMazon? What's the connection between the two? The dinim of Mitzvahs Birkas HaMazon is that there's a prerequisite of Sevir, the Achalto V'Savata Uveirachto, and the Sugya in Brachos Mem Tesamid Beis records a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What is the minimum shear that you have to eat and drink in order to be chayiv in Birkas HaMazon midoraisa according to the Torah law? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to drink kidei sviya, but a person has to eat an achila shel sviya, which is kibetza. And the Ramah writes in Simon Kuf Tzadi Zion, Yesh Omrim Sheinu Chayev Levorach Midoraisa. And here, in order to appreciate this Ramah, we have to mention that Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that Sviya, in order to engender a Chiyuv, Birkas HaMazon, which is Visavata, what you need is not just Achila, but you also need Shasiya im Achila. You have to drink liquids together with your food. And then and only then are you chayv in Birkas HaMazon min HaTorah. Rak im ochlin v'gam shos. That's Rabbi Meishit. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't have to drink. You have to eat a shir k'dei sviya. And the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, Yesh omrim sheinu chayv levorech Birkas HaMazon midoraisa im lo shosa. V'hu toiv lishtos. He's got to drink, otherwise he has thirst, and he's not kidei sviya. That's not called satiated. And therefore, there are more rights. Tov li zor lechatchila. One should be careful if he can to fulfill the requirements of Rabbi Meir, the precondition of drinking. And he even goes as far as to say that in miktsasan shasu miktsasan lo shasu, we have a group of people. Some drank and others did not. She yivarech, if one is being mezamin, is being mevarech on behalf of the others, yivarech misha shasa. The one who drank should be chosen as the one who will be motzi others. Meaning, even though, according to the strict din, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and there's a chiyuv birkas hamazon even without shasiya, but nevertheless, we should try l'chatchila to fulfill the requirement of Rabbi Meir, and make sure that together with the achila, there's also shasiya. And if you have a choice of who should be mavarech, choose the one who drank as well and is chayev in shtiya and chayev in birkas hamazon midoraisa. Interesting comment on the side. Rabbi Meir Don Plotsky of the 19th and early 20th century, the Kli Chemdal HaTorah, who's a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, the Sokot Shavu Rebbe, writes that if a person ate and he didn't drink and he benched, then he should be very careful not to drink within 72 minutes. If he hasn't had any shasiyah during his meal. In other words, even though the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but we see that the Rama is machmir for Rabbi Meir. And according to Rabbi Meir, in the first Birkas HaMazon, he wasn't Yotze yet. So it's as if he didn't bench. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's as soon as he drinks, even after benching, within the shear of Kedei Ikel, before his food is completely digested, at 72 minutes, he now, according to Rabbi Meir, becomes mechuyev in the mitzvah d'oraisa of Birkas HaMazon. So therefore, according to the Chichemda, we should advocate one of two things. Either make sure to drink during your meal to be Yotze Rabbi Meir Shita, and therefore with your Birkas HaMazon, you were, even according to Rabbi Meir, you fulfilled the mitzvah d'oraisa of Yachalta Visavata Kedei Svia. But if in event you didn't drink, then you should wait to drink till after 72 minutes. I mean, that's a Chumra Yisera. I mean, who could be Omid in such a Chumra? But in any event, it comes clear that according to everyone, whether it's Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, Kuyama lo pligi, it's universally accepted that the precondition for the Chiyuv Birkas HaMazon d'oraisa is Kedei Svia. According to Rabbi Meir, the Svia is an integrate, is made up of, encompasses both Achila and Shasiya. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Achila of a Kibetz is enough. But this is unique in contrast to Kol HaTaru Kula. The Shir of Achila and Kol HaTaru Kula, whether it be for Yisurim, Achol Sasuris, whether it be for mitzvahs like Matzah, Morar, Achilas Kodshim, is always a Kezias. And here, the Torah says that the Shir is a Shir of Svir, more than a Kezias, significantly more than a Kezias. And the Gemara Masecht of Brachas tells us that Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves to bench Birkas HaMazon even if they eat only a Kezias. But we're asking a question on a Doraisa level in terms of the Din Torah. Why is it that Birkas HaMazon stands on its own, unique, and in contrast to all other Shiurim of Achila and Kol HaTaru Kula? We don't find anywhere, not with regard to Mitzvah Seh, nor with regard to Mitzvah Lo Saseh, the Shir of Kedei Svia, of Kibetza, only here. I should comment that according to some Rishonim, there's a halacha, a requirement to Svia and Kibetza with regard to the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. We need Teshvu Ke'en Taduru. And then we're going to have this linkage, this comparison between the Yeshiva and Sukkah and the definition thereof, and the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. But that seems to be only one shita. I mean, other shitas would have it that you're yotze the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah with an achila of a kezayis. But clearly in Birkas HaMazon we have a unique requirement of Kedei Svia. Very strange Gemara in Erechin that I want to point out. The Gemara writes on Daf Dalet, Hakol Chayov B'Zimun Kohanim Levim V'Yisraelim. And the Gemara says, why do I need the Chiddush here of Kohanim Levim Yisraelim? Why would I have excluded any of the above? Pshita, says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha Deka'achli Kodshim Salka Dait Chamina V'Yachlo Osama Shekupa V'Emom Rachmona V'ha Kaparahi. When the Kohen is eating, or for that matter the Bailim in the case of Shlomo are eating Kodshim, that itself engenders a Kapara Kamash Malon. He wants to teach us that V'achalta V'savatam Rachman V'snayu, even when he's eating Kodshim L'shem Kapara, but nevertheless there is Hanah, there is physical pleasure, and therefore he's required to bench. I would have thought that the Kohenim eating Menachos or whatever they're eating, well, I guess it had to be Menachos in order to be Chayiv and Birkas HaMazon, but since they're Achilas and Achilas Sheishma Kapara, therefore they're not obligated in Birkas HaMazon, what kind of a Havamin is that? Why should Achilas Sheishma Kapara be different, that it doesn't engender a Chiyuv of Bracha? And Rabbi Gershon there in Erchin explains that I would have thought that only an Achilas Rishus engenders a mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, an obligation to be mevar, but not an Achilas Chov and Achilas Mitzvah. But that itself needs explanation. Why would an Achilas Rishus, yes, be mechayev Birkas HaMazon, but an Achila Shel Chov and Achilas Shel Mitzvah would not engender a mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon? So again, just to summarize some of our questions, why Birchas HaMazon appears in the parasha of Shvach of Eretz Yisrael, and why does it have a special Azhara, as we saw Pen Tishkach, emphasized by Targum Yonason? What's the connection to Yom HaMisa? Why is it that Kedei Sviya, as a unique requirement of Kibetz, applies here in this Chiyuv? What's the Havamina that someone who's eating an Achilas Shel Mitzvah, Achilas Menachos, would not engender a Chiyuv of Birkas HaMazon Toraisa? And finally, our last question is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi at the beginning of Trumos wants to know whether Shikar, a person who's intoxicated, can and is obligated to be involved with Birkas HaMazon. And the Yerushalmi establishes that yes, a Shikar is Chayav of Birkas HaMazon. This is codified by the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim Simon Kuf Pei Ches. And he writes, "Afilu nishtaker kol kach ad she'enu yochel daber karoy yochel varch birkas hamazon." Now, if we compare that to the laws of tefillah, the sugya and erevin on daf samach dalet and the shulchan aruch in Simon Sadi Tes, is he's not allowed to be mispal when he's shikar. It's tefillah so toeva. Not only has he not fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillah, it's even worse than that. It's tefillah so toeva. A person is not allowed to stand in front of the Melech Malchi Amlochim in a state and talk and engage in a dialogue with Almighty God in a state of drunkenness. Why then is the din different in Birkas HaMazon? And in order to break ground on this entire sugya of Birkas HaMazon, and again, Shivim Panim LaTorah, our presentation is going to be based on the Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes. Something similar appears in a different form, in a different expression, in the Meshach Chochmah of Meir Simcha Bidvinsk here in Parshas Ekev. And both of them present an idea which is Peledik in the underlying reason or motivation for this mitzvah, Birkas HaMazon. And we understand that Birkas HaMazon is a classical case of expressing gratitude, of bracha, and it's the paradigm for all brachos, all hodoyos. But there's another element that can be missed and must be emphasized. And that is that the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Beis, and this is going to be the takeoff point of our discussion today, in the context of explaining and studying the sugya of Chet HaEgel, it's a sin sheba mirov tova. When a person is enjoying life and he has all the pleasures and he's satiated by the pleasures of life, that's called rov tova. Then the pasuk says later on in Dvarim, Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivat. Vayishman Yiloshin Shomei. It's almost a fatness of Klal Yisrael, Vayivat. And at that point, he sort of kicks and in a sense rebels. The Gemara quotes in Brachos a certain idiomatic popular statement that Hainu Diamri Inshi is what people say, Mole Krese Zone Bishe. And the Gemara brings support for this idiomatic phrase from a pasuk, Kimar Esem V'Yispu Sivu V'Yarem Libam Al Kach Shchachuni. When a person has this experience of Sviya, he's Mamali, his Kreso, he fills up his belly, at that point from the position of V'Yisbo, of Sviya, he's V'Yarem Libam, he becomes, in a sense, a Balgaiva, he's full of himself, Al Kain Shchachuni, and there's a great fear lest he forget God. This is what we call a gas ruach, a person who's full of himself, he's haughty. That's what brings a person to sin. And this is what we call an influence, a powerful, profound influence of the chomer. Chomer meaning of the chumriyut, of the physicality. We know that man is a dual being. His nefesh pulls him upwards towards Shamayim, but his guf and his chomer pulls him downwards to the physical side, the material side, which in a sense rips him and pulls him away from the Ruchani part, the spiritual part. And the Gemara, when it speaks about the prohibition in joining a person from eating before tefillah in the morning, the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Lo sochel adam, lo sochel korim shetispal al dimchem. You're not allowed to eat before you daven, and you pray to Hashem, petition for life. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kol ha'ochel v'shosa v'yakach mispal olav ha'kosav omer v'yosi hishlachto achar gavecha. Al tigvi yovecha ala ga'echa, ga'echa v'loshin gaiva. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God declares, the Akashin is God's day. After this guy fills himself up, and he's literally not only fills himself, but he's full of himself. Is Kibel all of Malchus Shamayim? Now, is he in a genuine way going to accept upon himself the divine dominion? Here also, again, we're seeing the same principle over and over again in various sugyas and shas, that eating and sviyo, when a person is full, he becomes a balgaiva, becomes gas ruach, and often he forgets Hashem. His kabbalas ol malchus shamayim is in a sense undermined by his gaiva, and that gaiva is a result of filling himself up today sviyo. And in the light of this breakthrough, we understand that Birkas HaMazon is not just Hodol Hashem for the food that God gave us. That for sure it is. It's a great expression and an absolutely required, necessary expression of gratitude. But maybe more fundamentally, if eating and being satiated contains within it a certain danger element of Nezek, of a spiritual harmful kind of experience, when a person might come to be spiritually lax, to be a balgaiva gasruach, and to be a shocheach es Hashem, that achila, which is pure physical, is going to bring out perhaps the animalistic tzad ha-Bahamian man and the tzad ha-Gaivan man. And therefore, what man needs very desperately is an antidote, you know, something on the other extreme, perhaps, that would counter and heal any possible damages and harmful wounds of the experience of Sviya. And that's called in Hebrew a Mishkal Shekeneged. That is the trufa, that is the healing process on a spiritual level that's meant to balance against the gravitational pull towards the tzad, that part of evil. And that's where Birkas HaMazon plays the crucial role. Birkas HaMazon is meant to grab onto a person and bring him back to the state of spirituality as he experienced it before he ate. In other words, if man eats and is satiated, he doesn't forget God, who gave him all of this energy and all of this food to sustain him, then it's not v'rubl of avecha m'shachat, as we saw the pasuk quoted in the Gemara Brachos, but on the contrary, he remembers the Borei Olam, he remembers the Creator, who gave him this food to sustain him, and even if he fills his belly up, that's not going to influence him towards the evil. And this, my friends, is a brand new breakthrough understanding of the purpose and the essence of Birkas HaMazon based on these two Gedolei Yisrael, the Imrei Emes and the Meshech Chochma. And the Imrei Emes of Gur wants to use this breakthrough, this new fundamental understanding of Birkas HaMazon and its objective, to answer the question, why is it that with regard to all other brachos, which come li'achar ha'maisa, meaning you say Baruch Asher Yotzar after you come out of the washroom, or Birchas HaTorah in the case of someone who gets an aliyah and he recites it after the experience of Torah. And in all these cases, we don't find the shir zman, a duration of time beyond which you can no longer make the bracha. So a person goes to the washroom and he didn't get a chance to make the bracha of Asher Yotzar. He can make that bracha even after a long period of time. And that's true even with regard to Birchas HaTorah. Only in the case of Birchas HaMazon, after his achila, do we find that there's a limitation, there's a time rule, and that's the shear of equals 72 minutes. That's what Chazal says, the duration of time beyond which it's too late
to bench, and how often the shaila comes up that people say, oh, I didn't get around to benching, I got distracted, I take care of this and that and the other thing. But if it's after Kedei Ikul, 72 minutes have passed, too late, it's fafalin. There's no way to be mekayim this mitzvah. Why is it that the only case of a bracha l'achorav that's after some experience, only in this case of Birkas Hamazon do we have that time limitation, that siruf? And the answer is because when we have a mitzvah of hodah per se, gratitude, okay, it doesn't matter how long of a time period passed by, but here in Birkas Hamazon, we have, in addition to the element of hodoya l'amazon, we have another element. And that is to counter, in a sense, the potential harm that's inherent in the svia. Okay, as long as you're sovea, the food is still in your belly and you're digesting it. Once the food is already mu'ukal, it's already been digested, then it's meaningless to be mavarech birkas hamazon in order to sensitize the soul, the animal soul of man, in order to neutralize the physical material gaseous ruach that inheres in kedei svia. Now it's already too late. It's after kedei ikul, and the bracha won't achieve its goal, and we lose the mitzvah. And if this be the case, we understand very well why the mitzvah birkas hamazon is integrated in the Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu with Moshe's description of the shevach of Eretz Yisrael. It's dafka because of the beauty and the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael and its produce that we need Birkas HaMazon. Birkas HaMazon is here, located, and juxtaposed at exactly the place it should be. Because what's the great, beautiful description of Eretz Yisrael as opposed to the experience of the Jewish people for 40 years in the desert? The Gemara tells us that for 40 years they ate lechem abirim, which literally means the food of angels. That's what the man was all about. But lechem abirim means mazon shenivla be'evorim. Somehow the food, instead of, you know, sitting in the intestines and going through this long process of digestion, immediately is absorbed into the human organism. And therefore, during the entire period of 40 years in the Midbar, they didn't need Birkas HaMazon. There was no need to balance the mazon with Birkas HaMazon because the Achil Saman had no element of sakon of danger, no harmful element inherited in it. The Achila was not a physical Achila that could bring a person to Behemius. On the contrary, it was an angelic, spiritual, divine kind of Achila. And the Ramban has a long discussion about what man is, based on all sorts of Kabbalistic and very, very esoteric conceptual ideas. But now, Klal Yisrael is at the point to which they're entering into the land. No longer will they be satiated and provided, maintained by man. From now on, they're going to have to live al pi derech hateva, according to natural law. No miraculous eating of man. They're going to begin to eat from the tuv ha'aretz, as we said, from the mishmani ha'aretz, from the beauty and the bounty of Eretz Yisrael. But now, inherent in the achila of which is now material and physical, it's part of the natural world. It's no longer the supernatural world of man. Now comes the sakana. Now what emerges is a spiritual danger, because the harm that might lurk under this or within this experience of physical satiation, when a person eats, it brings him to gaiva, it brings him to kasus ruach, and to forget Hashem. Therefore now, as Moshe Rabbeinu describes the bounty and the beauty and the tov hagashmi, the physical greatness of Eretz Yisrael, that's now waiting for the people of Israel when they enter into the land, now he teaches them about the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. Now the Torah teaches us about the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. We're describing the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, the physical beauty, the bounty, and the wonderful nourishing food. But now we have to worry about, perhaps, Bahamius, that comes along and is dragged by Achila. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Hisham alecha ben tishkach es Hashem alokecha. Don't forget Hashem. And this time, Yonah sent Avi Zahirin a warning. Now that we're enjoying Eretz Yisrael and its food, we are satiated. Now we have to be very careful. There's a warning of Zahirim, a Zahirus Rabbah, be careful about Birkas HaMazon. It's the only shield that we have to protect us from the
possible spiritual harm and danger that lurks in physical achila gashmis, in the satiation experience. And that's why the Baal Turim says, Mazkirim lo yom ha-misa. What kind of a connection is there between remembering death and Birkas HaMazon? After all, if a person eats a lot, you know what? He may get too involved in what we call his bamihus and gufnius, and he may come to be ram levav shachachta. He might lose everything. And the Gemara tells us if a person is in a danger because the Eitzar is getting the best of him, is mazkirin lo yoma misa. That's the Eitz of Chazal, not to forget Hashem, to be shooken up by the seriousness of life, the fact that there will be a day of judgment, not to be totally engrossed and shakua in this physical world. There's a din, there's judgment, there's a dayan, there's a judge. And therefore, there's a condition in this world that this world is transient, and therefore it's not worth it to give up the ultimate eternal world and to forget Hashem for the sake of a transient world that flies beyond us, even for the sake of getting involved in the beauty and the enjoyment of satiation. And this explains why Birchas HaMazon, as opposed to all other Shiri Achila, is a Kibetza. Rabbi Meir even requires Shasiya, if you recall. Because since Birchas HaMazon is in order to stop the flow in the stream, that very strong stream of the Gashmi, of the physicality, that may schlep him along and remove him from his level of spirituality, which is some experience, a challenging experience that happens when man satiates himself. Well, that's not a challenge if he eats a little bit here and there. If he eats a little kezias, if he doesn't come to Kedei Sviya, Rabbeinu requires the entire spitz of Sviya, which even includes Shasiya. And because of the special significance in the spiritual makeup of man of Birkas HaMazon, that special role that it plays, therefore even a shikar who is enjoined from davening, nevertheless is allowed and required to be mavarech Birkas HaMazon. And Dafka, maybe because he's a shikar and he's involved in forgetting the spiritual world, he needs that counter, that antidote of Birkas HaMazon, to give him a mishkal, to bring him away from shikrus, and bring him far away from Achil and Shasiya into a more spiritual world. Maybe it's the Birkas HaMazon that will bring the shikar and uplift him to a higher level. That's the school of Birkas HaMazon. And that's going to be mafig, that's going to be mafig, and somehow be morid the person from his level of shikrus and bahamius. That's the mitzvah, that even in the case of shikrus, there's no preventing him from, and no barrier inhibiting him from that mitzvah. Therefore, the Gemara in Erchin has a havamina that when the Kohanim eat the menachos, they should not be chayav in Birkas HaMazon. Why? Because their achila is going to bring kapara. Why shouldn't there be a mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon? And the answer is, because in this case, it's not an achilas rishus, which can always bring a yerida in spirituality going down, but rather it's an achilas mitzvah. And therefore, in an achilas mitzvah, I might have the idea, the thought, the havamina, that there's no need for a tikkun, there's no need to counterbalance the influences of such an achilas mitzvah, of the achilas kapara. He's not going to get involved and schlep down to the Chomer Agas. And therefore, the Kohanim are exempt from Birkas HaMazon. They don't need Birkas HaMazon. Their Achila is an Achila Mechaperes. It's not an Achila Sheyesh by Yetzirah. On the contrary. And therefore, their Achila is on a very lofty level. It's spiritual and not physical. And the Achilas Menachos would not engender the Tikkun, the need for Tikkun, the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. The Chiddush is no. That still there's an element of Hanoah here, and as a universal rule, the Torah requires Birkas HaMazon. We now begin to understand that Birkas HaMazon is a mitzvah saseh. We're fulfilling it on a daily basis. It's very important for us to understand this dimension of the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. And dafka, because it's so common, and we do it, you know, at least once a day, and sometimes thrice a day, it can become to what we call a mitzvah that Adam dash be'ikvav. He gets used to it, he doesn't pay attention to it. And therefore the Gedolei Yisrael were always mocked to recite Birkas HaMazon from a siddur or from a bench roll, not bal peh, not by heart, because this bracha, Birkas HaMazon, when it's recited from a siddur and osios makimos, it has more of an impact on a person. And again, we understand very well why the mitzvah of achilas Birkas HaMazon was integrated as a kind of spontaneous response of Klal Yisrael, because it really touches on the very need of the Nefesh HaAdam. We should always remember, Be'ezer Hashem, the great lofty significance of this mitzvah, and all the mitzvahs, of course, but specifically of Birkas HaMazon, how this bracha could have an impact to be ma'adein our nefesh, to sensitize our soul, uplift our souls and make it more spiritual. And in addition to, of course, the basic expression of gratitude and praise to the Borei Olam, the Creator, for all the goodness that He bestowed upon us, at the same time, to have an influence and uplift us against any possible negative harms of Sviya Yiratzon, that we should be able to fulfill this mitzvah the way it's meant to be and be uplifted by it. Kein Yiratzon, Amen.